Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Warrior, you landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. Remember, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. So yesterday we talked about, if you haven't listened to the podcast, we talked about the fact that activate like you had $100 million check and you only had 48 hours to get it and you had no resources and you had to fight, scratch, crawl for those resources. I want you to wake up every single day like that. And today I'm going to talk about zero sum game. So having a great conversation this weekend around zero sum, right? Throughout my life, I've transitioned from broken little boy to a young man to a man over the past probably 24 months, 2 years, to really embody the divine masculine, right? And as I embody the divine masculine, my success in my life really started to take off in all spiritual, financial, relationship, all those different things. But one thing that I realized is that what I did stop doing, and this is going to sound weird because everybody's all about competition, but I stopped competing against other people. And I call it the zero-sum game because I've had many, specifically men in my life, that have worked to compete against me. And I've always said to them, it's a zero-sum game. Now, here's what I mean by that. You are the only person. You're the only person that is designed like you. I'm CJV. I do what I do. But I know that every single day I put blinders on and I focus on the activities and behaviors that I need to do to move my short-term and mid-term, long-term, short-term, mid-term, and long-term goals forward. So not one ounce of my energy is focused on another person. So it becomes a zero-sum game. Because if someone's competing against me or you're competing against someone else, you're literally putting your focus on that other person. I'm not talking about a football player in a competition in the heat of battle. But outside of the actual competition where the opponent is in front of you, your practice is you against you, right? So how would another man want to compete against me, or someone comes onto your social and hates on you? It doesn't matter. It's a zero-sum game. They will never, ever beat you because you're focused on what you need to do. If you're focused on what you need to do and you got blinders on, you're getting your exercise done, you're taking care of your family, you're doing all the things that a divine masculine man should, there is no competition. It's a zero-sum game. Because in the end, you will always, always win. If you get lasered in, focused on yourself, pulling the log out of your eye, and not pulling the before pulling the straw out of somebody else's, you stay focused on a great foundation, and you work to get your shit together on a daily basis, you will crush every single person that's competing against you because you won't even see them. You won't even notice them. And if you are constantly competing with other people, why? What is the point of that? They're a completely different human being. I shared with somebody one time, I said, oh, you know, I can be anybody. I can, you know, manifest anything. I said, why don't you manifest being Michael Jordan? I said, I don't want to be Michael Jordan. I don't have his fingerprint, I don't have his DNA, nor do I like basketball. So why would I want to be Mike? I can be anything that I am meant to be. the things that I can imagine, because my imagination is manifesting the things that I am capable of, because it's in my DNA. It's what I know. It's why my soul came into this ethereal body to experience within the physical world. Michael Jordan came to experience that in the physical world. Coach JB came to experience what he's experienced within the physical world. So the competition is you. It's a zero-sum game, guys. You will lose every single time if you're competing out of yourself. Again, I'm not talking about an athlete or you're in a UFC fight. I'm talking about you as a human being trying to get your shit together, trying to raise your family, trying to become financially free. There's nothing wrong with competition, but it should be against yourself every single day. Every single day. Every single day we look in the mirror, every single night, and I say, did you move the needle forward? Did you do good for your family? Did you do good for your finances? Did you make good decisions, right? Were you a good father? Were you a good CEO? Did you do the things that you promised yourself you would do with your short-term activities that bled into your long-term and mid-term and long-term? And I'll be able to measure that, not by competing against somebody else. Like, who am I going to compete against? Who cares? I don't care what anybody else is doing. But every single man that's tried to compete against me, it's a zero-sum game. I win every single time. The reason why is because they're not me. There is no reason for them to compete against me to try to be me, because they always lose because they're outside of who they're supposed to be. Does that make sense? It's like you're always going to win if you stay focused, you stay dedicated, you stay disciplined, you stay in your lane, you work on the things you need to, you do your manifestations, you do your exercise, you do your nutrition, you know, you manage that lust, you're going to do great, man. And if you have all these people coming after you or hating on you, then you're probably lowering your frequency down. But I'm telling you guys, it's a lower zero-sum game. So my lesson in this is get your shit together. Dial it in. Become your own competition. There's no reason to compete against another man or woman unless you're in the heat of battle or you're fighting or you're a UFC fighter. But if you're not in that realm, you know, think about this. I don't think about anybody else in the influencer crypto. I don't even think about them. I don't even try to compete against them. Other YouTubers and TikTokers, whatever. I don't even think about them. I don't even compete against them. I celebrate them. When I see someone else succeeding, I'm like, hell yeah, what can I learn from this person? Because I don't have an ounce of my time to spend any energy on hating on somebody. So the point of this, create a zero-sum game by getting your shit together where you have so much self-confidence that there's not an ounce of doubt that anybody can beat you, because they're not you. So if you're truly embodying who you're truly meant to be, it becomes a zero-sum game. Warriors, rise. Get your shit together. Let's go.